Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're talking about all this persecution that's taking place amongst Christians. I want to share something that's powerful that's happening, Steve, right now in Indonesia.
Yeah.
Indonesia, as I understand, is one of the most Muslim countries. Population has the largest percentage of Muslims. It's in Indonesia. And my understanding is that every 15 seconds, a Muslim is coming to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ in Indonesia. See, the gospel is going forth. Mm-hmm. This is the hope of the world. Mm-hmm. This is the hope for everyone. It's not in government. It's not in people. It's not in organization or money or wealth or all the things that people try to attain to outside of God. Our hope is in Jesus, because the Bible's very clear. This life on earth is but a mere vapor. Mm-hmm. You know, the longer I live, I realize, man,
time is
ticking fast.
Yep. Oh, yes.
And I start noticing some of the small children that I knew from before that were smaller, and I'm like, wow, this person's a grown man. But in my mind, I have a mental picture of them being 5 or 10.
Right,
like looking at this person as a grown man or a grown woman in front of me. And I guess that means I'm getting older too, but when I look at them. But we're getting older, and it's moving fast. And once it's over, it's done. You know, regret is such a horrible word.
Mm-hmm.
Because once we're finished, what we could have done, what we should have done, what we wanted to do but didn't do, it doesn't matter. What only matters is, what did you do? What did you do with this precious life that God gave you? And we can avoid tomorrow's regrets today. And I think about these Indonesians that are saying, man, before it's all said and done, I want to serve the true and living God. This is happening at such an accelerated rate. This is happening en masse so fast that Muslims now have put out, this is according to Charisma News, they put out this video and this marketing campaign to alert Muslims in Indonesia to try to stop people leaving from bondage and, you know, coming to freedom. They're trying to counter this. Right. I want you to see this, because it's powerful, and it goes to show you what is happening in Indonesia, so real and so amazing that all hell is trying to come against it. Watch this.
This is Maryam. She is 16 years old, an Indonesian Muslim living with her parents and younger brother. In the next 15 seconds, she is going to leave Islam. This is why. Indonesia, the largest Muslim country in the world, with over 200 million Muslims. But this is changing. Approximately 2 million people in Indonesia leave Islam for Christianity every year. Statistics from the International Crisis Group 2012 indicate that if the growth continues at its current rate, by 2035, it would cease to be a Muslim-majority country. This is an alarming situation and begs one to consider, why is this the case? Why are people not satisfied with Islam? Why are they willing to abandon Allah? There are people in Indonesia that have a very limited access to Islamic knowledge. The main exposure to Islam is through Friday sermons, which on many occasions they do not understand or cannot relate to. Christian missionaries across Indonesia are taking advantage of this situation and propagating their ideologies. They operate TV stations dealing with social problems. They operate Samaritan helplines responding to the concerns of the youth. They are holding their sermons on Friday instead of Sunday. They recite their book in the same style as the Quran. They use Islamic terminologies in their language, such as Salah, Iman, and even Allah. Maryam is not happy at home. Her parents often argue. It makes her feel suffocated and depressed. Watching TV and sharing her problems with the helpline helps her shut away her problem and gives her a sense of peace. Her friends often invite her along to concerts organized by the local church groups. She perceives them as her new family, who give her a feeling of love and support. Maryam is on the brink of leaving Islam. A lot of her friends already have, and are encouraging her to join them. She feels a sense of belonging, a purpose to her life. Millions of others have either converted or are about to convert. How do we prevent this? Maryam is not just a person. Maryam symbolizes a whole generation of Indonesians today. We need to save Maryam. We need to start at the grassroots level. The problem lies in a lack of Islamic knowledge resulting in poor faith. So we want to launch the country's first Islamic youth TV channel, which will share the message of Islam in a way the youth of today can understand and want to understand. We want to start a community helpline, engaging the nation of Indonesia on the religious and social aspects of their lives. We want to preach less and listen more. We want to hear the voices of our youth as they struggle with the many social challenges of modern life and respond accordingly. We recognize that today we do not have the same budgets as then, but with your help, we can at least take the first step. To start making a change, we need to raise $2 million. This is how we plan to do it. Many Muslims are unaware of this situation in Indonesia. It is time we let them know. It's time to stop taking comfort that Indonesia is the largest Muslim country in the world, as with every day that goes by, it moves one step closer to losing that position. We need to raise awareness of the Save Maryam campaign all around the world through the use of social networks and word of mouth. Do whatever it takes. Print posters, hold events, and tell everybody. Share this video on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and any other social networking sites you use. Blog about it, tweet about it, and get your friends to do the same. The more people who know about it, the easier it will be to reach our target. Our aim is to bring Islam back into the lives of Indonesian Muslims. Join us in our mission. Save Maryam.
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 Amazing. And I want to say that, you know what? Jesus has already saved Maryam. Mm. Jesus has already saved Maryam. This is how powerful what God is doing in Indonesia, where people are coming, Muslims are coming to know Christ, 2 million a year. Mm-hmm. And if this rapid, you know, growth continues to happen into the kingdom of God, they're saying that by 2035, a nation with a population of 200 million Muslims will be a Christian nation. And it's I mean, you saw the video, you would tend to think in the beginning, this was a ministry that put this out, and you kind of catches you by surprise when you realize this is Islam put this out. They realize what's happening.
Yeah.
And the thing I want to say is that you saw the, why would you want to turn anyone away from that?
Right.
You have footage. You see people coming to God. They're worshiping Jesus. They're glorifying him. They're being ministered to. This is the hope of the nations. This is the hope of the world, is to come into the saving knowledge of a Savior who died for them, who died for you because he loves you.
Mm-hmm.
And he would wish that you wouldn't spend eternity in hell, but that you would spend forever eternity with him. God has a plan for your life. If you listen, we've met him. We've written down our stories for you. You can go to meetmyfather.org. And you can read some of them, and you can come on the same journey as well. Let us know. Email us. Get in contact with us. We'd love to continue to help you as you grow in your relationship with Christ. We just saw that powerful.
That is exciting.
My goodness.
Wow.
Save Maryam.
Yes.
Yes. Well, the Lord saved her.
Amen.
And we're excited about being able to talk about just the hope in Jesus Christ and how many even are listening to VFN TV all over the world, many in Pakistan and Egypt and Morocco, Nigeria. It's just really amazing. And we want to encourage you by sharing testimonies of so many Muslims that are coming to Christ right now. In fact, they say in Iran, it's reported that in Iran, that's the country where Christianity is just really just on fire, and people are just coming to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a beautiful thing. But we want to share a couple testimonies by Dr. Ergun Kenner, who was a former Muslim. And we've had it some time ago. Steve and I both have, have spoken about him and about his testimony.
Powerful.
Isn't it encouraging? I want you to listen to how, because so many times we think, and I know that you've spent so many times, you know, witnessing and sharing the gospel with many people. And so we have so many awesome encounters that, you know, either they're afraid to share the love of God with a Muslim or someone from a different religion. They're afraid to be rejected. But we have to look at people in terms of eternity, what's going to happen to them, you know, and that God loves them. And we have to be more concerned for them than we are about our feelings getting hurt or, you know, someone rejecting us. But they're not rejecting us. They're rejecting Christ. If they're doing that, and that's okay, because you know what? Many of us didn't come to Christ the very first time someone spoke to us about the Lord. You know, it's reported that someone needs to hear the gospel at least seven times before they actually give their lives to the Lord. But this is going to be amazing. We're going to let Dr. Ergun Kenner speak of his testimony. And Steve, I want you to give some insight when you get right back from this. Watch this.
What reached me for Christ, what reached me for the gospel, it was one solitary high school boy who refused to take no for an answer. In the Western culture, in the Western civilization, Christians basically hit one shot and done. You tell somebody about Jesus, if they reject you, bye. You have to understand, in our world, for a Muslim to come to faith in Jesus Christ, to leave Islam, you lose your culture, family, job, home, sometimes your life. And the average Muslim, it takes 7 years to come to faith in Jesus. For me, it was any number of years. But one boy, from the moment he started talking to me, would not leave me alone. It didn't matter how many times I said no. He invited me to events. He invited me to special all-night things. He invited me to concerts. I said no, 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 no. I did not want contact with the kafirin, with the infidel. Finally, my senior year in high school, to show him, I walked into this little church. So one solitary boy, one tiny little storefront church, one pastor who had maybe a sixth grade elementary school education. It was always the small, the isolated, the anonymous. And if you think about it, Christianity marches on the shoulders of anonymous people who have invested their lives. I mean, any person watching, if you do a detailed analysis of your life, most of the people who radically affected you were people who the world doesn't know their names. Their names aren't on the spines of books or on the sides of buildings. They're the anonymous. And it was an anonymous boy. It was an anonymous church. It was an anonymous pastor. And it was one little people who loved me to the cross. And this is important because everything I had ever learned about Christianity, I had learned from my imam, from my masjid, from my mosque, from my leadership. Every single one of them. And every caricature that I held was based on caricatures that other people had held. The meaner I was to them, or the more sarcastic I was, or caustic I was, the nicer they were to me. I sat by myself, boom, they all come sit around me. I'm churlish, and they just smile. I was amazed at the ability of the Christian to love me in spite of me. And this is important because it's unconditional. And when I finally afterwards asked them, why are you so nice to him? Why were you so? Well, I said, that's the way Jesus loved us. Romans 5:8, for God commanded his love toward us that while we were still sinners, while we were still at war with him, while we still hated him, Christ died for us, the godly for the ungodly. That is a radical concept for somebody like me.
Amazing. Steve, a radical concept for a guy like him. Because he was of the Muslim faith.
Absolutely. You know, I think about the fact of what he said, it was just one small boy that would not take no for an answer. And the power of that, that he was able to just share, that's how Jesus loved me. There is power in your testimony when the fact that you can tell someone the fact that God loves me in my failures. It's like, stop trying to present yourself as perfect. Because no one, I can't relate to perfect.
I can't.
I'm not perfect.
But
and how much more is that?
I'm definitely not perfect.
And it's like, we can be that much more real and transparent and say, I'm actually a soup sandwich. I'm a mess. But God loves me in spite of that. And he just does awesome things through that. And it's just like just being able to tell people in their messes. It's like, no, Christ loves you even in that. It's powerful.
Yeah, it's powerful. And this relentless, you know, pursuit. There's a lot of people pursuing a lot of things, you know. But why aren't we pursuing people's souls for God?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, you know, you're not going to regret every time that you try to witness and share the love of God with someone. And if you have a life filled with all those amazing, wonderful encounters, believe me, that's a full, full life. But we have to really, you know, I love the Leonard Ravenhill quote, is what you're living for worth Christ dying for? And it causes us to evaluate what are we doing with this vapor.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not doing anything, you're either going to be offended or you're going to be motivated to do something. Like the movie, Do You Believe? If you haven't seen that movie, Do You Believe? You want to see that movie because you're confronted with the cross.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I want you to listen to Ergen as he says what he says about what Jesus has done for him. It's going to blow you away. Watch this.
If I may say it this way, Jesus strapped himself to a cross so that I wouldn't have to strap a bomb to myself. I lasted 4 days in that church. After so many years of struggling, I lasted 4 days. On the fourth day, I came forward. I told the pastor, Isa bin Allah, Jesus is the Son of God. I want to be saved. I want to be born again.
Jesus is the Son of God. He's the Son of God. He died for me and he died for you. And all we have to do, listen, his ears are not dull that he can't hear you. And his arm's not too short that he can't reach out to you. Steve, would you pray for us as we close out today's program?
Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for the power of the cross. God, we just thank you, Lord, for the testimony of Ergen Kenner. We just pray for all of the persecuted church right now, all of those that are being, you know, shared the gospel, Lord. We just pray right now, Lord, that your kingdom would expand in the hearts of men and women in all the nations of the world, in every heart, in all the ears, and that eyes would open. And we just say that those nations that are not Christian nations, that we declare now that they will be Christian nations. And we just say, Holy Spirit, move upon all of these hearts. And that those that are seeking and learning and yearning, like, who is God, that they would encounter who Jesus Christ is, Lord. And we just say, thank you now, God. And we just say, more, Lord.
Yes.
And more, Lord, God. Have your way in this generation and in the nations, God. In Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.
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 You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.